USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit, plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president, speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book, Rage, is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Senate Republicans expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill that Democrats have already vowed to block. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillet says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be host of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.